Folks, what an amazing turn of events in just a few days. We have more suspicious activity around planes, dress humiliation rituals on television, her testimony wrapped around Biden's classified materials, a huge win for President Trump for the Republican Party, and so much more. Let's go ahead and get started.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory. 1 week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise, but this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable. We have an economy that outside of certain little areas is doing very poorly. And we have something very, very important. We have a United States military that has to be taken care of. Again, this was a great day of victory. Last week was something very special, Super Tuesday. But now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated. Our nation is failing. We're a nation that is in serious decline. We've never had a situation like this where we're not respected, we're laughed at, we're considered almost a joke. We're going to turn it around. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close our borders. We're going to do things like nobody's ever seen before. And we're going to make our nation's economy be the best ever in the world. We had the best economy ever just a short while ago, and we're going to have that again. We're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally, and we're going to get your energy costs down by numbers that nobody would have said even possible. We have some sections of this country that are paying the highest numbers in the history of our country and among the most expensive energy anywhere in the world. And yet we have more liquid gold, I call it, under our feet than any other nation. Just 3 years ago, we were energy independent, and now we're going around begging for energy. So we're not going to have that anymore. We're going to have a strong country. We're going to have a respected country. We have to win an election, and we should win it by a lot because there's never been anybody worse at doing that job than Joe Biden. So we're not going to take time to celebrate. We'll celebrate in 8 months when the election is over. November 5th, I believe, will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. So start thinking about it. Start thinking about your vote, because this vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast. And again, for this evening and for last week and for all the weeks before, for the tremendous success we've had in this primary, I want to thank everybody. But much more importantly, we have to get to work to beat Joe Biden, the worst administration, the worst president in the history of our country. They are destroying our country, and we're not going to let that happen. Thank you very much.
We need these repetitive tones over and over again. We need to hear how these things are playing out, how crooked the administration is currently, and the plans that he has to make for all of us in 8 months. What he keeps telling us when we win the election.
This was a great day of victory.
Now, that victory, of course, although we have won, he's telling us to continue to fight on. We don't drop our weapons and run back and have some chow and a cup of coffee and we just relax. Nope, we stay on the fighting line and we continue to move forward despite major victories. Of course, Mississippi was a big win for us. Also, Georgia was a win. However, just wanted to let you know, during these wins, we do get information like Columbia County, Georgia Board of Commissioners called for a physical hand count of the election results after tabulation machine malfunctions related to a technological error. They were reported in multiple precincts. This news comes from pro-Trump State House candidate C.J. Pearson. Are they trying to cheat Pearson out of a win? Voters in Georgia can't even trust that their vote will be counted. It's hilarious how tabulation machine malfunctions are always corrected by hand counting. Why can't that be the default? Ban the machines, hand count the votes. I talked to my mom in Georgia. She mentioned that when she went in to vote, that they actually had open, they were open so people could actually see who you were voting for. And they were done on machines. Also, I'm hearing from many that it's pretty interesting, are folks that continue to say they're not sure who they're going to vote for. We only have two candidates now, Biden and Trump, because Biden is now part of the, is going to be on the Republican, right? He is the presumptive GOP nominee. And so moving forward, you keep hearing folks talking about who they just don't know who they're going to vote for. They can't stand President Trump. And you're like, how did we get here from 2016 to today with all the exposure, all the things that we have out there, as much truth as we try to put out through the social media world, through other ways, and people still are not getting their information? Remember, they took me down. They took many other channels down off of YouTube. YouTube seems to be the default for many, and they just scroll through and they click buttons and play whatever they want to say play. And I'm just surprised that there's still folks that are on YouTube. Makes me wonder what's going on there. But despite all of that, people are still trying to let us know how to handle those that doubt President Trump and why we should vote for him. And so I'm going to play this. It's also, guys, just to let you know, below this video, you can click and find this video clip that I'm about to play, Matt Kim Podcast. Check out what he says.
You now have a binary choice between President Trump and President Biden, 45 versus 46, to see who gets to be 47. On one side, you have the guy who's known for mean tweets and coining the phrase fake news and speaks freely what's on his mind. On the other side, you have the guy that has his team write his post, get softball ice cream questions from the propagandist media, and can't speak without note cards. On one side is a president that started no new wars and had a priority on a safe border, even suggesting something as crazy as building a wall. On the other side is a president who supports endless wars and open border policy and would rather use American tax dollars to protect other countries' borders than our own. On one side is a sworn enemy of the deep state and Washington establishment, those who play God with our lives. The other is a man who can't even verbally acknowledge that they exist. The stage has been set. The game laid. It's Trump versus Biden. This is our reality. It's time to pick a side. Was your life better under Trump or Biden? How do you feel about the current direction of our society? Lawlessness in the cities, overrun by drugs and homelessness, deteriorating family values, redefining of gender, uncertainty of cyber warfare, blackouts, and World War III? If the election were today, Donald Trump would win, for sure. But that's exactly what we said 4 years ago.
Exactly what we said 4 years ago. But I want to add to this something that President Trump said over and over again 4 years ago is they're going to steal this election. He wanted to make sure that we remembered that he said that, and he put it in every speech. He mentioned how they had the mail-in ballots. Remember how they created COVID. They made everybody believe that millions of people were dying from COVID when it was not the case. Put fear into everyone's hearts, where therefore they said, okay, we can do mail-in ballots so we don't have to go in and see people and touch other people because we might get sick with an illness that most folks after 2 or 3 days, after, you know, feeling pretty bad, they started feeling better. But then what comes? The mail-in ballots, then they go into the night of the election. They stop it at 10:30 at night because of a leak, water leak. And all of a sudden, the states that needed the actual victories paused. All of a sudden, the numbers changed. Hundreds of thousands of votes switched, and all of a sudden, we're told we're crazy. And here we are today, where the Democrats continue to push that we don't need IDs to vote. They're going to come up with whatever plan that they can to ensure this plays out. Now, before I play this Wesley Hunt clip, I just want to remind you that the RNC, the Republican Party leadership, they are cleaning house.
And Brett, just moments ago, Fox News was able to confirm that Donald Trump's new leadership team, over at the RNC began cutting dozens of staffers from their positions. It appears a major shakeup now underway at the RNC following Laura Trump's recent ascension to RNC co-chair.
Yeah.
I'll send it back to you.
Laura Trump, what did she tell us? She said that if you even try to cheat in the next election, we're going to get you. One of those, another good piece of information, a rhino, Republican in name only, Ken Buck, who voted against impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, announces he's leaving Congress next week. See ya. All right. So back to the life that we live today. Here's Wesley Hunt dropping the hammer on Democrats opposed to voter ID. I love this.
And that doesn't happen unless we've made some incredible progress in this great nation. Now, my colleagues on the left like to say that common sense voting laws, including requiring a government-issued ID, are racist, discriminatory, and burdensome. Do you know what my father had back in the 40s and 50s before it was even cool? A government-issued ID. And continuing in his footsteps, I too have multiple government-issued IDs. And while that might be shocking to many people in this country, you may ask, how's that happen? It's very simple. It's personal responsibility for all Americans in this country, regardless of what you look like. Sitting with me today is my global entry card, my military ID card, my Texas driver's license, my Texas license to carry, because that's how we roll in Texas, my congressional card, and of course, the good old-fashioned American passport. What sorcery is this? What am I, the black Houdini? How was I able to pull off the impossible and attain not one, not two, not three, but six government-issue IDs? Personal responsibility in this country. I fought for this country as an Apache helicopter pilot to protect free and fair elections, and having a government-issued ID isn't racist, it's American. Need to have an ID to drive a car, to check into the airport, open a bank account. You need an ID for basically everything to be a responsible adult in this country, except for voting, apparently, according to the left. Black America does not need well-meaning liberals putting their arms around us to telling us how we should go to the polls. In fact, if you look at recent headlines and polls, you will find that black men specifically in this country are more fired up than ever to participate in the next presidential election. And I think I know why, and I'm really looking forward to these results. For the record, in the 2022 midterms in Georgia, it proved that election integrity and ballot accessibility can be achieved hand in hand. After the 2020 election, Georgia passed a voter election integrity law, and subsequently, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the state of Georgia alleging that the Georgia law is discriminatory and aims to restrict citizens from voting. President Biden even called this law, and I quote, Jim Crow 2.0. Really? In my humble opinion, referencing Jim Crow for common sense election integrity laws is offensive to those who actually experienced Jim Crow, like my parents and their parents before them. In fact, the law wasn't discriminatory at all, because in the 2022 midterms, Georgia voters shattered voter turnout records across the state. And despite that record breaking turnout in Georgia, the DOJ lawsuit is still pending. I suspect that it's because that record-breaking turnout resulted in a Republican governor.
I apologize. I'm going to bring this back to where we were in that part.
Or nationally. It's about federal control over state and local elections, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. It's about diminishing the security of our elections. And voter integrity laws aren't discriminatory. They are required.
They are required. I love this. And I love, you know, sometimes when we say military is the only way, sometimes I wonder, don't you, that maybe just all the folks that we see standing up in so many other areas around our country in different capacities were prior military. And they're standing up in the front and they're leading from the front and they're telling folks, come on. Let's go. Just a theory. I know I'm wrong. Possibly. We're going to move forward and remind everyone what Elon Musk posted. The world isn't getting worse or darker. The veil sheltering you from reality is lifting. The world isn't getting worse or darker. The veil sheltering you from reality is lifting. Pepe Deluxe said, when non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, group think collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. When you are awake, you are able to clearly see the choice is yours and yours alone. You are not alone and you are not in the minority. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all. It's amazing to remember the journey that we've been on, especially on this journey with the 17th letter, I call it the Q board, that many will still say they want to hear about. But part of this journey will be a chance to hang out together August 11th through the 18th, 2024. That's this year. We have an opportunity to join each other on board a wonderful ship leaving from Seattle, heading to Alaska. And we're going to have a great time. And I just wanted to remind you about a couple of things that we're going to have there. I look forward to sailing with you. We're going to have a great time of sharing together and talk about what's happening and what God is doing in the midst. Things that I will be able to share with you on the boat that I can never share on video. I do it all the time with folks. I sit at tables. I get questions asked me. I don't have all of the answers, but I have my opinions based off of research. And those opinions I'm very strong in. And you'll be able to hear those things. You'll be able to ask questions from the audience to me. And I'll be able to show you how these videos are put together and more. Another great thing that's going to happen if you sign up is the earlier you get in, the better, because you'll be able to pick the particular room that you want. Those rooms are starting to go quickly, the good ones. And so I just want to remind you of that. And also, new piece of information, the walking man, the man from our book that I talked about that was in New Jersey, stationed there, who walked across the United States, well, we ended up connecting. And he will be there, and we'll be able to talk about our journey in the Marine Corps and sharing our faith and talking to each other about what happened in Jersey in that particular book. It is absolutely amazing, folks, what is going on for this particular journey that we're going to be at Sea with LT. Go in the description box below, andweknow.com also, and click on that link, and you will be able to sign up and get your room and join us. It will be a blast. Looking so forward to being with you guys. Now, I wanted to show you something as a reminder. Flyover Conservatives got this to me with Banners for Freedom. And in case you forgot what real Donald Trump got done during his first 4 years, while still fighting the mainstream media Democrats and good chunk of the GOP, here you go from Flyover Conservatives. Thank you.
Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
People are watching these results come in.
You're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him. The
market just had its 12th straight record close.
It's taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not. So all of these things are spelled out. No new wars, record unemployment, helped former inmates become successful, increased funding to black universities. Right to try for terminal patients, low inflation, bipartisan justice award, takedown of MS-13, low unemployment, provided spaces for mothers, middle class income increased, reduced illegal immigration, educational choice. So many things. Brought back Christmas. You guys remember that? Stood for freedom. Strengthened the U.S. economy. God and country. The Bible. He talked about Jesus Christ. And more. And look at all of the evil that has been placed in front of us for the past several years after he left. We are definitely on what I believe is the precipice. And so many things are playing out in front of us. I believe sometimes there are many distractions that are given to us in the forefront. One of those would be the HER report. We've known about Biden and all the issues that have dealt with his taking of substantial classified material in his basement or in his garage or wherever he wants to place it. And this played out with the HER report, and I'm going to show you several clips of that in a moment. But it's interesting that while that's all going on, the one big thing that we didn't hear about were several things, but one I'm going to show you. Biden regime sent another $300 million in weapons to Ukraine. Do you guys know that? The U.S. military admitted that Haitians plan to flee via the sea, the ocean. They're going to be going to Florida to escape cannibal gangs that have taken over the country. Biden committed the crimes they accused Trump of. That's right. Here's a clip just about these folks coming our way.
But what's the difference between Haiti and a failed state? It's telling, right? We can't really identify them because the gangs are in charge. The government has been thrown out. And as a Florida man, I'm deeply concerned about this wave of people that we're about to have, that we are having, coming from Haiti. And it will accelerate because I've gone to Opa-locka and I've spent time with the folks that are engaged in Operation Vigilant Sentry. And they say the number one push factor that drives these Haitians into Broward County, Palm Beach County, where they don't disperse throughout the country, they stay in Southeast Florida. That driving factor is the deterioration of conditions in Haiti. So what are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
Okay, so there you go. The proof right there in front of us. Who knows how many are coming? How much more can we handle of this in our country? The HER report revealed today a disaster for Biden, says President Trump, a two-tiered standard of justice. Artificial intelligence was used by them against me in their videos of me. You can't do that, Joe. Here's Representative Armstrong, just to start off with, okay, about this HER report exposing Biden, but not, you know, saying anything super bad about him. But I tell you what, when the questions started ringing in, boy, did the evidence start pouring out that Biden is a criminal.
For the last three election cycles, there's only been three people who have ran for president. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. All three of them have been accused of mishandling classified documents. Only one of them has been prosecuted.
Ooh.
That's what the American people see. That's what we see. We had Hillary Clinton, who ran a program called Bleach It on her server. They used hammers to destroy evidence. Joe Biden has a 50-year history of misplacing classified documents in numerous different places. All of these cases have the same underlying elements of the crime, the same fact patterns, and yet we only see one person being prosecuted. With that, I yield back to the gentleman.
Only one person being prosecuted. That would be President Trump. So we're sitting here today wondering what's going on with old Biden himself, the liar. Special Counsel Robert Hur admits Biden was, in fact, lying when he insisted he did not share classified information with his ghostwriter.
February 8th, the White House. Question, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter? The President, I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Hur?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yeah, so it's a lie is just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right. So the next one. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. That wasn't true either, was it?
That was inconsistent with the findings of our investigation.
Another lie, people might say, right?
Yes, more lies. Hur confirmed that Biden had documents marked classified from when he was a senator. Some of these documents reportedly came from a secure SCIF, which would likely require Biden himself to remove them. Now, I'm going to play just a couple of clips here, but I'm going to start out, you know, I kind of started in the beginning of all this just to show you, hey, how come we're only going after Trump and you're not going to do anything about Biden? You're just here today, you're giving a testimony, but you just don't feel like there's enough evidence out there. Let me play this.
And professionally, with close attention to the policies and practices that govern department prosecutors. My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Oh.
This evidence included an audio recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter. We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level.
Sorry about that. I keep doing this.
He had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter. We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden.
You declined criminal charges. I could play the whole 5 minutes. I'm not. You just needed to hear that. He declined. Well, check this out.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation.
A thorough, independent investigation.
We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
A private citizen. But no charges. Not enough evidence. So let's find out what we need to know about Robert Hur. You ready? Here we go. We'll get to that in a second. Well, I'm going to show you right now, andweknow.com is where we're at, folks. You can go there to our website, find Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You'll find our videos, discover more about other things that we have going on, our partners, shop, and more. You can follow us on all our social medias there at andweknow.com. Also, thepatriotlight.com is a source where all of your news. You can find most conservative, home politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. Absolutely amazing. You'll also find shop.amweknow.com where you can grab our gear. We've still got the Take 20% Off Women's Relaxed Tees. Ready for Spring is the code. And you get the spring t-shirts. You've got the sweatshirts, the hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. We've got some more wonderful shirts that are coming up. I'm not sure if these are on the shop now. They should be by the time this is up. We got the Romans 8:28 scripture, the raglan shirt. You guys see it there on your screen. And we also have a scripture tee. These are brand new, a new design for you guys to check out. And looking forward to seeing more of you guys wearing our gear and just letting folks know, hey, we've got a new source for you. Go check it out. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So again, before we continue on, let's see who Robert Herr really is.
Now, why hasn't he been charged under this act? Why hasn't he?
Question for you, sir. What can you tell us about the status of the FBI's investigation of President Biden's classified documents found next to his Corvette in Delaware and those found at the Penn Biden Center? Do we have an update on that, sir?
What I can tell you is that there is an ongoing special counsel investigation led by Mr. Robert Herr. Robert Herr.
Oh, so there's Ray admitting who's doing the investigation. Herr.
Robert Herr, and we have FBI agents actively and aggressively with him on that case.
Director, any agents who served on the Crossfire Hurricane investigation or the Mueller investigation, are any of those agents on Mr. Herr or Mr. Smith's special counsel team?
I don't believe so, but I can't, on the top of my head, go through the list of, there's a lot of agents involved in the two investigations, and so let me check into that and see if there's any way we can get back to him there.
So who exactly is Robert Herr? Here's all you need to know.
Which one of us is capable of the most deadpan expression?
I maintained my deadpan expression.
That's Robert Herr, telling jokes.
It is hard to imagine the Justice Department without Rod Rosenstein. It is such a privilege to succeed you as United States Attorney for the District of Maryland. You've advised me that the most important thing I can do as U.S. Attorney is to hire good people. I followed that advice. We will continue to do our best to do the same. Thank you.
There's Rosenstein smiling, shaking hands. Everybody's just looking at each other, the swamp. And
here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel. I am confident that Mr. Herr will carry out his responsibility in accordance with the highest traditions of this department.
Herr, special counsel, H-U-R. You know who Herr is? Rod Rosenstein's number one lawyer when Rod Rosenstein was the attorney general in charge of the Russiagate investigation, where Devin Nunes and I sent him a dozen subpoenas, and Rosenstein and Herr blockaded the response to those subpoenas because they wanted to cover up the corruption of the FBI and DOJ.
Covering up the corruption of the FBI and DOJ. That's Herr. Oh, yeah. And here we are with our nice little movie playing out once again for all of us to see. Those that probably aren't aware, who need to understand, the classified documents were found.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Wow. It's more than one spot. What else do we have?
And did the White House get the report before the report was made public?
We did provide a draft of the report to the White House counsel's office and members of the president's personal counsel team for their review.
No, I understand. And did the White House then, once they got the report before it went public, did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and, frankly, get the report changed?
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
Uh-huh. Edits and changes to the report. Huh. How about badly damaged boxes?
Is it accurate to quote your report that classified documents were found in, quote, badly damaged boxes in his garage near a collapsed dog crate, a dog bed, a Zappos box, and an empty bucket? Is that correct?
Those words do appear in the report.
So that's correct. The answer is yes. Are these secure locations to store classified documents?
They are not.
They are not. But we didn't find enough evidence to, you know, cause any problems for Biden. Let's see. Did Democrats try to support this whole mess?
To be president, you need to have values. You need to have an understanding of what values America has and needs to maintain to keep the world safe and peaceful. That's dealing with Ukraine. That's dealing with difficult people like Netanyahu in Israel to try to get something done that's correct. That's what Joe Biden does. And understanding Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid are important institutions that help seniors, not senile people. I mean, I really object to that comment. People see he's not. Nobody suggests he's senile, and that's disrespectful of senior people with any kind of memory disability. Lots of seniors have memory disability, but they're not senile, and to do such was shameful. Joe Biden is a competent, good president who knows American values.
That's Mr. Steve Cohen. Getting so angry. Let's see, what does Harriet Hagman have to say? Can you please explain why these people without the last name Clinton or Biden are typically treated quite differently?
Can you please explain why those people without the last name of Clinton or Biden are typically treated quite differently and seem to be the only ones who are never held accountable for violating the law?
Congresswoman, one of the things that I explain in my report is the fact that there are historical precedents with respect to former occupants of the White House and their retention of classified materials after they leave.
So I'm asking specifically about Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden.
Congresswoman, I don't have any opinion to articulate with respect to the investigation relating to Mrs. Clinton.
I yield back.
Oh, how about that? Wyoming's Congresswoman. Always asking the right questions at the right moment. Let's see. Somebody asking another question. Oh, Shifty Schiff got exposed by Robert Hur.
His attorney falsely represented the FBI and grand jury that he did not have documents called for by the grand jury subpoena. You didn't find anything like that with respect to Mr. Biden, did you?
Congressman, I do not have the Trump indictment in front of me, but I need to address something that you said in your prior question. What you are suggesting is that I needed to provide a different version of my report that would be fit for public release. That is nowhere in the rules. I was to prepare a confidential report that was comprehensive and thorough.
So I guess they're trying to give us a little theater like hers, you know, on their side. I don't know. This stuff just gets stranger every day. But then old Schiff heads out to television, meet the press, and he tells you, you know, that the intelligence agencies commit treason. He's encouraged them to do this in the next administration.
I have to hope, and knowing the intelligence community as I do, that they will dumb down the briefing for Donald Trump. That is, they will give him no more information than absolutely necessary, nothing that would reveal sources or methods, because we can't trust that he will do the right thing with that information. He's been so reckless.
So reckless. We just need to commit treason. Let's see. Special Counsel Hur just revealed that a damage assessment is underway by the intelligence agencies. You know, the ones that they're going to be telling to don't give any information to Trump when he's president. Yeah, they're going to determine if Biden's decades-long breaches of top-secret national defense information exposed sources and methods and caused grave damage to national security.
Since the release of the report, to your knowledge, has the Justice Department started to analyze a damage assessment of what may have been disclosed by these documents being mishandled and any ongoing national security risks from the inappropriate storage and retention of the documents?
Congresswoman, my understanding is that such a damage assessment is underway in coordination and cooperation with the members of the intelligence community.
Yeah. Those that we trust so much, the ones that allow the bleach bit stuff, the hammering of the phones from the Clintons, the intelligence agencies who use basically weapons against all of us, three-letter agencies and more, because we want to save our country. Those guys. Let's see. What did Kash Patel happen to say about all of this playing out?
Kash, you're thinking?
It's been a total, complete gutting of the constitutional republic that is the United States of America and the exploitation of a two-tier system of justice. Robert Hur's biggest disappointment to me, putting aside Joe Biden, is the fact that his accomplice, Biden's ghostwriter, destroyed evidence in a criminal prosecution and investigation and was not charged. Robert Hur admitted he destroyed evidence, and he tried to cut the hair into two pieces by saying, oh, well, he only destroyed some evidence. Steve, when I was a federal public defender and a national security prosecutor, if you tampered with 1 millimeter of evidence, you get charged with the crime that is a federal criminal offense of destruction of evidence and obstructing a federal prosecution and investigation. To me, that evidence showed Joe Biden's guilt. Joe Biden was never going to be charged, but they gave that guy get out of jail free pass because it's Joe Biden's America.
How about that? So, will those free passes last? Good reminder from Pepe Deluxe on what President Trump posted on the 4th of March, 2017. Terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. So now that we know past presidents can be prosecuted, who else can they reveal in the next few years? Will we see the tides turn? Will everything that was done against Trump and us with the Russia hoax and all the other things that have been discovered, will that flip and go back in their direction? We shall see. One of the things that I noticed also from Team Anons, they put together great connections on the Intel board. President Trump posted, my first acts as your next president will be to close the border, drill baby drill, and free the January 6th hostages being wrongfully imprisoned. We need to see that. I got a word here today as I'm actually doing this show that somebody that we interviewed, and I don't have all the information in front of me now, I'll probably share it later, is facing 30 years in prison for simply walking in the Capitol on J6. Just walking in, the doors were open, walked in, and they could go away for 30 years. That's the stuff that's happening. Well, when President Trump posted this at basically March 11th, we have almost a complete six-year delta to the day, 755. If you look at hostages and you look at the word hostage, because 7:55 p.m., if you mirror that, it's 5:57. It appears in 18 Q drops, but it does appear near perfectly, six-year delta, the Nazi order, NWO, and does not refer to new. The sum of all fears, North Korea, President of the United States, hostage, threat, disarm, stage set, freedom. There's the word hostage. Reminds you of those that are out there doing the best they can to get this information out and more. Part of that information sharing would be what's happening with our money.
Now, if you look at two things that we normally don't talk about, but I bring it up now every month. If you look at the non-seasonally adjusted CPI index itself, which goes back to the beginning, or the seasonally adjusted core index, which goes back to the beginning, both those indexes today are at new all-time highs. They are almost every month. So your middle class looks at that, and the inflation compared to 2017, 2018, 2019 is significantly higher. The rate of change is what the Fed's looking at, and even the rate of change still, no matter how you slice it, does not look like 2%.
Mm-hmm. CPI, we talk about these things with Dr. Elliott, Dr. Kirk Elliott. We had one here, if you missed it, on Sunday. I'd encourage you to go check it out. We talked about the State of the Union, a recap about the un-American speech, how much you should keep in the bank, his suggestions there. Gold's up, and he's still big on silver. So I suggest you go to amweknow.com/gold. It's on the screen. And it's in the below this video also. You click on that, and you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team and actually have the same discussions I'm having. It's really good for you.
Next 12 to 24 months, 500 banks. It's like, okay, we saw five with Silicon Valley, you know, bank runs. What about a magnitude of 10 times greater than that? Mm-hmm. What is that going to do to the economy? That's going to devastate it.
So he's talking about the banks closing, how many more could actually close in the upcoming year. and how devastating that would play out. And I encourage you guys to watch that entire interview. It's very encouraging. Another person who was interviewed in the past, and it's been in the news as of yesterday, there's a 62-year-old Boeing whistleblower, John Barnett. He was found dead in his truck after he didn't show up for a legal interview linked to a case against Boeing. Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years and retired in 2017. After retiring, Barnett spoke out about how Boeing was cutting corners on their airplanes. Let's play this.
One, this is not a 737 problem. It's a Boeing problem. And I know the FAA's gone in and they've done due diligence and inspections to assure that the door plugs of the 737 are installed properly and the fasteners are torqued properly. But my concern is, what's the rest of the airplane? What's the rest of the condition of the airplane? And the reason my concern for that is, back in 2012, Boeing started removing inspection operations off their jobs. So it left the mechanics to buy off their own work. So what we're seeing with the door plug blowout is what I've seen with the rest of the airplane, as far as jobs not being completed properly, inspection of steps being removed, issues being ignored. My concerns are with the 737 and the 787, because those programs have really embraced the theory that quality is overhead and non-value added. So those two programs have really put a strong effort into removing quality from the process.
Wow. And so as this goes forward, Barnett, just days before his death, gave evidence in a lawsuit against Boeing. Barnett accused Boeing of deliberately fitting substandard parts on their aircraft. He accused Boeing of having faulty oxygen systems. He said new plane builds were rushed. When he brought his concerns, they were allegedly ignored by the company. When he died, Barnett was in Charleston for interviews linked to a case against Boeing. He was supposed to come back for more questioning on Saturday, but did not show up. Inquiries were made to his hotel, where Barnett was found dead in his car in the parking lot. Police are investigating Barnett's death, but say he died from a self-inflicted wound. The video below was a recent interview. So all of this is interesting when you go out into the world of social media. Christopher Samel said, found dead with a gunshot wound in a truck. Who else was murdered this way? Michael Rupert in Colorado. They blacklisted him and targeted him through healthcare neglect. Remember him, folks? The Truth and Lies of 9/11 creator, a man who exposed the CIA and then director John Douche, who was embarrassed by Mr. Rupert in Compton after he exposed the CIA for trafficking drugs into the States. Yeah. All you have to do is you head over and you can look all this up. And many folks are saying not a coincidence. Some feel like it's Boeing doing stuff to protect shareholders. It had better turn out to be natural causes with supporting medical evidence, or else this is really shady, says M. Bruce. Certainly it must be a coincidence. And so many more thoughts on this. Other things going on, puberty blockers, sterilization drugs will no longer be prescribed to children in Britain.
Let's just bring you a bit of breaking news, which may be of interest to some of you. It's about puberty blockers. Now, these are drugs that are used to delay the changes of puberty in transgender youngsters. In terms of how they are prescribed by the NHS, there has been a lot of controversy over the last few years about this. At the moment, they are only prescribed to children attending gender identity services as part of clinical research. And they are not routinely offered to children at gender identity clinics, but they are still offered. Well, the government, NHS England, has just confirmed that children will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. This is coming from NHS England. It just broke in the last few moments.
How about that? What's going to happen when it can't be undone? A testimony from a transitioner. Detransitioner. What's going to happen to the kids? You can't go back.
Go back. You can't go back.
I'm sad for myself, of course. Not in a victim kind of way, but in like, I need to, this process of mourning who I was is touch and go. So, but I'm sad for humanity and the children and what's gonna happen. When they're screwed up, we're gonna see what's gonna happen. And I really, really hope that all these professionals get their friggin' karma, because I know that some of them don't realize and some of them might be brainwashed and whatever.
I've had 7 surgeries. I've had 1 stress heart attack. I've had a helicopter life ride with a pulmonary embolism. I've had 17 rounds of antibiotics. I had 6 inches of hair on the inside of my urethra for 17 months. Nobody would help me, including the doctor that did this to me, because I lost my insurance. I get infections every 3 to 4 months. I'm probably not going to live very long.
Was there any real discussion of the risks and the side effects? And
no. No, there's not. And I know that people want to think that there is, but there's not. The truth is that medical transition is experimental. We have studies that said that medical transition helps mental health with kids. They've all been retracted, modified, changed. But the only long-term study tells us 7 to 10 years is when transgender people are the most suicidal.
After
surgery. But that's transphobic to say. For the first time in history, a marginalized group has a huge dollar sign on the top of their head. We have 5 children's hospitals in the United States promoting that.
And he shows his hand, his arm, excuse me, where they rip the skin off to do the things that they do. It's sickening. So how do they get this into their brains? Well, one of those ways would be the dress humiliation ritual compilation. These folks who sign a deal with the devil. That's what I believe. You probably don't, but why would they all wear these dresses? This happened recently where John Cena came out on stage the other day, naked. It's all a ritual. It's all for demonic purposes. John Cena, Jimmy Fallon, Kevin Hart, Tom Hanks, P. Diddy, Will Ferrell, Jared Leto, Pete Davidson, Michael Strahan, Zac Efron, Kid Duty, Kurt Cobain, Jaden Smith, Arsenio Hall, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Dustin Hoffman, Tyler Perry, David Bowie. You name them. I don't have to play this whole video. It's sickening, but you can see the faces and you see what they've done to us over the years. Let's see, one of those would be the Hanks.
Okay.
Tom and Peter Scolari, the show's co-star, made the best of the show's premise by employing a lot of improvisation, and although the show's concept may have been a little limp, it was Hanks and Scolari's chemistry that gave the show life.
So there we have others wearing dresses, Kurt Cobain wearing dresses, P. Diddy. And others, that you keep showing this to the masses. You get them famous. You make millions and millions of folks to follow them in movies. You put them in the White House, Michael. And you constantly show those that kids worship, people look up to, like Dwayne Johnson. You make them put on dresses so that you can, what, start getting into the mindset of the people that it's okay to transition. And then we wonder why this was played out for all of us to see. Here's a reminder from an interview that Dave Chappelle did.
When I see that they put every black man in the movies in a dress at some point in their career, I'll be connecting them down like, why all these brothers gotta wear a dress? This happened to me. I'm doing a movie with Martin.
Yeah.
The movie's going good. So I walk in a trailer. I'm like, man, this must be the wrong trailer because there's a dress in here. They come in. The writer comes in. I think he's the writer. He's like, Dave, listen, we got this hilarious scene where Martin's sneaking out of jail. So he disguises you as a prostitute. And you put this dress on. And it, huh? What? The prostitute? No, I'm not doing that. I don't feel comfortable with it. That should have been in a discussion. What? You don't feel comfortable with it? I mean, it's a hilarious bit. All the greats have done it. So, well, if all the greats have done it, it's kind of hacky, right? You're right. So why don't we just not do it? Because I don't feel comfortable wearing a dress. Oh, come on, Dave. Listen, we got it all set up. We're supposed to shoot. Every minute you waste costs this much money. You know, the pressure comes in. Huh. He said, I'm not wearing no dress, man. I'm funnier than a dress. Just give me something funny to say. I don't need to wear no dress to be funny. What am I, Milton Berle? Bah, 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 bah. You know, we're going like this.
So they were trying to force him to wear a dress, and he said no. What other things are they throwing in front of us? Well, when we go to entertainment, to prime television, here's a warning to those who are looking out for our children and grandchildren.
Just wanted to check in on the entertainment world for a second and let you all know that Prime Video is really excited about the new series that they are bringing to your living room starting this Friday. So if you have Prime and if you have kids, you're probably going to want to know that this is now going to be an option for them to fill their minds with. Check it out.
It's called The Story of Hell. I've played this this video before. Okay. And basically they're telling you what they believe, that Adam and Lilith refused, they fled to the garden, that basically Lucifer was the good one. Satan is the one basically that they're lifting up to the children in these cartoons as the good guy, and God Almighty, the creator, was the bad one. And as this all plays out, we've got a few suggestions on what can be done by us, and I thought this was excellent advice for all of us to keep our children safe.
Hurry, Mom. I'll make you proud.
Oh my gosh, it's that bad. That is the state of your living room entertainment in America 2024. Obviously, there are some solutions to this madness, and the first is to pull your dang Prime subscription and let them know why. Let them know that you're not okay with this being entertainment. They get to choose the shows that they put on their platform. Let them know that you're pulling your subscription because they chose this garbage. Once you've done that, load up on some good resources, some good apps that are actually providing something that is better than this junk. I don't know why we get so stuck in feeling like we have to go with the masses and have Prime and have Disney Plus, but there are good alternatives. Here you go. We love Dude Perfect. Those guys are hilarious. They have an app. They're Christians. I've never seen anything controversial with characters or thoughts or things that they do. My kids love them. Canon Plus app, I've told you guys about for a long time, is a library of entertainment and education. I let my kids go to town on that app, and I've never had anything but a good experience within what they offer. Answers.tv is another one of my absolute favorite apps. This is
so we've got some more, and then we've got Right Now Media. So it's amazing some of the things that we can do to get the information out, especially helping those that, you know, we talked about our kids, our grandkids, and more. But watch this.
How old are your granddaughters?
They are 6 and 8.
Would you support them to get hormone blockers to become the other gender?
I would absolutely support them to get hormone blockers. The idea of one of my granddaughters learning that they're going to start having their period if they don't get their hormones blocked, even though they're identifying and portraying as a male. How horrible that would be. So yes, definitely.
If your granddaughter came to you and wanted to get a tattoo, what would you say?
That would be more difficult. I always told my three sons, the one thing I ask is please don't get tattoos.
Really? Why tattoos?
There's just something so permanent about it.
Permanent?
It's pretty permanent. It's very difficult to get them lasered off or removed.
You don't think it's like permanent to change your gender?
Boom. And there was a smirk and a smile when she realized just how stupid the tattoo reference was in answering. How permanent that was, yet it's okay to have the blockers or change your gender. The world we live in. Gender reassignment surgery doubles risk of suicide for men. This came from Elon Musk. He's been posting a lot of stuff out on the world of X, used to be Twitter. He also said, so yeah, the legacy media is super racist. Referring to the rabbit hole, the likelihood of a newspaper mentioning a murderer's race depends on the murderer's race, right? We're seeing a lot of media hiding when it is a minority that commits a crime. They don't like to talk about it. But when it's a white person, it's blown up through even the national media. More than 8 million migrants will soon be living in the U.S., 167 increase in years. Elon Musk said that's growing rapidly every single day. Mass shootings in Philadelphia. Two black male suspects have been arrested over a mass shooting at a bus stop. Injured 8 children on March 6th. Elon Musk, seems to be hardly any coverage of this mass shooting. The legacy media is racist against Asians, whites, so only prints crimes that are involving those races. Why? Everything seems to be twisted. Evil is being propped up. Good is being thrown out the door. That's what is happening through the media, through our television screens, through entertainment, through Hollywood, and more. Pepe Deluxe, the only thing that will save America other than what we are doing is for more of God's people awake to the war we are in to stand up and be counted. We need to get too big to rig in more than just elections. We are totally asleep collectively. Starseed commanders have more truth. You wonder why the modern church has no answers? They are asleep. They don't know anything about what's going on and have no answers that a lost world would be interested in hearing. There is no power. Nobody wearing armor because they aren't contending with the world. Nobody getting saved because nobody can get lost when everybody is okay and nobody calls out sin as wrong. This is difficult for everyone. One of the hardest parts has been traveling and walking into buildings, they call churches, with the name on it. And when you walk in, it's lattes and mochas and a little bit of talking here about what you might be suffering with today and how we can help. Very little of the Word of God is shared nowadays, is what I've been noticing. It's been difficult. But there have also been many pastors out there who I've been receiving word from, and many of those in 10 congregations where the truth is actually being taught. And to those, I salute you, and we continue to hope to see more bold pastors out there standing up for truth in their body of believers as we head into these strange times day after day. I think the road's going to get very bumpy the rest of this year, but we continue to have faith and stay in prayer, especially for real leaders who are out there doing all they can. All they can on the front lines for all of us.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through so many people who are fighting for our country and getting the truth out. We saw Wesley Hunt today dropping the hammer on voter ID. We saw President Trump with a victory. We see those that are out there, like Matt Kim's podcast, giving us choices, clear choices. Protect him. As we see those that are standing in the front lines, like Representative Armstrong, ensuring that the truth is coming out with questions that are asked. Harriet Hageman, so many others that continue to just show us what is really going on day after day in their small world that they can get out to the public as best they can. So many need a wake-up call. So many need to be saved. We know that you're in full control, and your grace and mercy is allowing us to have the time to get the word out that your son died for us, that any of those who believe in him, call out the name of Jesus, believe that he died on the cross and rose again after 3 days, will be saved. We thank you for that sacrifice of your son for all of us. May we continue to be protected. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for your support, folks. Thank you for listening in. If you made it all the way through, really appreciate your support, your prayers, and more. There's a lot going on, and many positive things on our end, and we just ask for continued prayers. These things continue to fall into place. Again, consider coming on the cruise with us August 11th through 18th. Love to have you. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Him We Know, signing out.